From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. authorities identified two assailants who shot and killed 14 people in the state of California in the nation's deadliest mass shooting in 3 years. They say Saeed Farouk, an American citizen, and Tashfin Malik, a woman, attacked a municipal building hosting a holiday party in the city of San Bernardino on Wednesday. Officials say Farouk was attending the party when he became angry and left, only to return a short time later and start shooting. They say Farouk and Malik, who apparently were in a relationship, fled the scene, but officers pursued their vehicle and killed them in a gun battle hours later. A police search of their home near San Bernardino continued into the night, with robots being used in case of explosives being found. Authorities are not ruling out terrorism as a motive for the attack. A brother-in-law of Saeed Farouk appeared on television to express sadness about the incident.
Very sad that, you know, people lost their life and there's victims out there. I wish speedy recovery to them. And again, I am in shock. I have no idea. I have no idea. Why would he do that? Why would he do something like this?
Well, he was speaking at a press conference held by the U.S. Council on American-Islamic Relations, which condemned the shooting. The U.S. military says special forces that are being deployed to combat the Islamic State militant group will have well-planned targets in both Iraq and Syria. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren said Wednesday the U.S. deployment will consist of about 100 troops. Officials say their primary mission will be to find and capture key Islamic State militants, but they say decisions about where to base the U.S. Special Forces have yet to be made. This is VOA. British media say the British Air Force has carried out its first raids on Islamic State militant targets in Syria. The British Defense Ministry says the raids happened early Thursday, just hours after British lawmakers approved Prime Minister David Cameron's request to launch the operation. Britain has been bombing Islamic State targets in Iraq for more than a year, but London had refrained from striking the militants in Syria until now. Cameron had urged lawmakers to back the extension of British airstrikes to Syria, where the Islamic State group, also known as ISIL, is based. The British leader said the militants there are plotting more attacks on the West. He also promised to use more than just military action to fight the group.
I'm absolutely clear that we must pursue a comprehensive strategy that also includes political, diplomatic, and humanitarian action. And I know that the long-term solution in Syria, as in Iraq, must ultimately be a government that represents all of its people, and one that can work with us to defeat the evil organization of ISIL for good.
After 10 hours of debate, British lawmakers approved Cameron's request by a vote of 397 to 223. Cameroon says its troops have helped to kill 100 Boko Haram militants and free 900 captives held by the Nigeria-based Islamist group. The Cameroonian government says its soldiers were part of a regional military force that killed the militants and rescued the hostages during an operation last week along the Cameroon-Nigeria border. There has been no independent confirmation of Cameroon's claim. Australian authorities say a new analysis of the disappearance of a Malaysian airliner last year has boosted their confidence that they are searching in the right place in the Indian Ocean. Searchers have been combing a huge section of the Indian Ocean since Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 went missing in March 2014. The only confirmed wreckage to be recovered is a wing flap found on the Indian Ocean island of Réunion in July. MH370 was en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing when it disappeared, with 239 people on board. And Switzerland has made new arrests in a corruption scandal surrounding world football's governing body, FIFA. The New York Times says Swiss authorities detained more than a dozen current and former FIFA officials before dawn Thursday at the same Zurich hotel where a first round of arrests took place in May. The report says Switzerland is expected to charge those detained with racketeering, money laundering, and fraud. It says some of the detained officials are from South and Central America. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.